The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam
Translation. My transcendental body, Satchidananda Vigraha, looks exactly like a human form, but it is not a material human body. It is inconceivable. I am not forced by nature to accept a particular type of body. I take on a body by my own sweet will. My heart is also spiritual, and I always think of the welfare of my devotees. Therefore, within my heart can be found the process of devotional service, which is meant for the devotees. Far from my heart have I abandoned irreligion, or adharma, and non-devotional activities. They do not appeal to me. Due to all these transcendental qualities, people generally pray to me as Rishabhadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all living entities.
Idam sarirang mamadurbi bhavyam sattam hi meri dayam jatra dharma Pristhikito me tadadhanmayara otohi mamari samam prahu arjya. So, God, whether impersonal or personal, that we cannot conclude by our speculation. It is not personal. Durvibhavyam. Durvibhavyam means beyond your conception, beyond your speculation. But he says that idam shariram, he has got his body. He's not impersonal. He comes sometimes as incarnation. We can see Krishna with two hands, two legs, one head. Venum karnantam aravinda dalayataksam varahavatam samasitam vidasandaram. This is described in the Vedic literature. He has two hands and he is playing on flute. He has got the peacock feather on his head. It is not imagination. The Krishna or Chamutri, it is not imagination, as rascals say, that they have imagined an idol. This is not idol worship. This is actually, I have several times explained that here is Krishna, personality, present. We should always think like that, not that it is idol worship. But durvibhavam means, although he is present, the less intelligent class of men, they will think that they are worshipping one statue. And that is not possible. You do not know what is the form of the Lord, because your present senses are imperfect. Atasya Krishna namadi nabhaved grahyam indriyai. The Lord's name, His form, His pastime, nabhaved grahyam indriyai. Our present senses are unable to conceive. That night, the soul is there within the body, but nobody can see. Where is that soul? Similarly, God is also within this body, but nobody can see. It is specifically mentioned, Ishvara sarvabhutanam diddeshe arjuna tishtate. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, but find out the heart, where is God. There is but you cannot see. Atasirishna Navami, Navami Grayam Indriya. Present senses are unable to see. You have to prepare your eyes, just like with cataract. You cannot see anything. You have to undergo surgical operation. Then you see. That surgical operation process is bhakti. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti uchyate. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. If God has no form, how He is Rishikesh and how we can serve with our senses? Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. That is bhakti. So, God has form, but it is inconceivable by us. But from this shastra, we can understand what kind of body God has. Just like in the Brahma Sangita, it is explained, Angani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujjala vigrahasya ananda sat ujjala vigraha govinda madhi purisam ramakriya. Now, it is inconceivable. Angani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti. Now, we have got this understanding that we can see with our eyes. But God can not only see with His eyes, He can eat with His eyes. That is inconceivable. We shall think how it is possible that one can eat with his eyes. Therefore, Shastra says, Angani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti. Just like we offer foodstuff to the deity. And the atheist will say, oh, you have offered this, some nice foodstuff, but he has not eaten, it is there, lying there. But he does not know that God has His indriyas, sakalindriya vittimanti. As soon as he sees the foodstuff is offered, he has it. That they do not know. This is inconceivable. Unless we accept the inconceivable energy of the Lord, there is no question of God. So, eat by seeing. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pasyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. He can offer you blessing, everything. By one anga, by one part of his body, he can do everything. This is inconceivable, adhokhaya. Therefore, another name of God is called adhokhaya. Akhaja jnanam adhakrita. Our knowledge is sense perception. Sense perception is akhaja jnanam. That will not act there. Achinta. Therefore, we have to accept in that. Idam sariram. But he has his body. He has his body. And because we cannot conceive, he, out of his causeless mercy, he presents himself in a form which we can see. That is archa vigraha, archa mukti. A vigraha. Archa means the form which we can worship. If God is impersonal, abhaktya sattva-cetasam, klesa-adhikata-vastesam, if we accept God as impersonal, He is not impersonal. He says, idam sarinam. He is personal. But our present senses cannot perceive. That is it. Therefore, out of His causeless mercy, He has appeared in a form which you can see, you can touch, you can dress, you can offer garland, you can offer food to accept your service. That is God's mercy. Don't think that because God mercifully has come before me in a form which we can perceive, which we can see, which we can serve, not that He is not God. That is rascalism. God is there. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he entered the Jagannath temple, immediately fainted. Does it mean he made a fun? No. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead present there. So he requires eyes to see God. That eyes you have to prepare. What is that eyes? Premanjana churita bhakti bilochane. No. You have to apply eyes ointment. Just like there is some medicine, eye ointment, which you apply, you can see very distinctly. Similarly, that ointment is premanjana. If you develop love for God, that's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is in ecstasy, always in love. He can see. Similarly, if you develop your love for God, then you can see. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochane. This premanjana, this ointment of love, is bhakti. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, bhaktyamam abhijanati javana jaschami tattva. Tattva, not superficial, actually, what he is. Then you can understand through bhakti, not any other process. Krishna does not say that you can bhakta, not bhakta, but jnana. There are jnanis, there are yogis. No. They cannot understand Bhagavan. Tattva. Therefore, Bhagavan says, manushyanam sahasyesu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid bhittimam tattva. In persons who are already siddha, perfect, jnanis, yogis, they are also unable to see me. If one have by good fortune, the yogis, the jnanis, come in contact with the bhakta, then by the mercy of the bhakta, by the mercy of Krishna, he can see. Otherwise, durvibhavya idam sariram mama. The Supreme Personality says, mama, mine, my body, I've got my body. But durvibhavam. So, we have to understand God as He says. Don't imagine, don't speculate. That is useless. Panthastu koti satavasya sampragamya vayurathapi manaso munipungavana sapasthi japrapadasidra abhichinta tatte govindamadibhudam tamangya abhichinta. Agudvibhavam, the same thing. Even if you try to understand God or want to go to God, vayurathapi, by airplane, and the speed of the mind, not ordinary speed. Mind speed, you can imagine, you are sitting here and 15,000 miles away, New York, you can immediately see your room there. This is mind speed. Immediately, within a second, just imagine how much the mind is speeding. Mind is subtle. Everyone, you have got mind, I have got mind, but I cannot see your mind, you cannot see my mind. Subtle. This is material. Bhumi rāpunaro vāyu hangamano vana. The sky, ether, we cannot see, but we can perceive. When you press the sky like this, there is sound, you can understand, here is sky. But mind, you cannot see, still subtle. Indriyani pararahu, indriya bhapara mana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhistu ya paro. So, the soul is so subtle. You cannot see sky. And still finer is mind. Still finer is intelligence. And still finer is soul. So how can you see? With your gross eyes, it is not possible. Therefore, they are bewildered. How the soul is being transferred from one body to another. They see the gross body. Krishna says, na hannate hannamane sarire tatha dehantara prapti. My doctors, medical men, scientists, they cannot see. They are very soul. How the soul is transmigrating. These are all durvibhavya, inconsequent. Therefore you have to hear from the authorities, from Krishna, that there is soul, there is atma, there is transmigration. Everything what is spoken in the Shastra, they are fact. But we do not consult Shastra. We become scientists, we become philosophers, with gross understanding, dull understanding, poor understanding. How you can understand yourself and God? So there is no question of self-realization by your gross understanding. You have to understand by hearing. Therefore, to get real knowledge is not by the eyes and senses, but by the ear. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. You have to receive knowledge, Shruti. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche. Why? The Guru means Shru is fully aware of the Shruti. Shrotriyam, one who has perfectly listened to his Guru. Shrotriyam, Brahmanistam. And by hearing only, he has become Brahmanistam. Without any doubt. Yes, that is God. Yes. You have to approach such person who has perfectly listened to his evam parampara praptam imam raja sayavu. So by Shruti, by hearing, oral reception, just like there is practical example. Suppose you are sleeping and somebody is coming to do you some harm, to kill you. But another person is warning you, please get up, get up. Somebody is coming to kill you, somebody. And it will act. Because while other senses are practically dead, the ear is working. By hearing, you can get up. This is practical. So at the present moment, we are sleeping in the darkness. Therefore, to get knowledge, we have to use our ears. Savanam. Therefore, to enter into the devotional service, one has to use this ear. Savanam. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam upa. And savanam about whom? Savanam about Vishnu. Savanam ki, not of others. Savanam, they say, that you can hear anything. No. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasam sakham matunimizanam. This is the process. Tadvijnanartham sagurumeva vigacche srotiyam brahmanistham. These are the injunctions. Adho buddhasram sadharma pritya sadhu marganugamanam. These are the process. So, Rishabhdev said that I have got my body, idam sarinam. When he appeared to solve our problem, whether God is personal or impersonal. Impersonal is there. There is no doubt. But what is that impersona? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam mutina. That is impersona. But is maya by me, that means his energy. His energy is distributed throughout the whole creation, cosmic manifestation. But he is still there. Maya, unless he is there, not there, because he is spread everywhere. Vasudeva, Sarvamiti. It does not mean he is finished. That is material understanding. And materially, if you take a piece of paper and make it in small pieces and throw it, then the original paper is no longer exists. That is material concept. But spiritual conception, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate, that is spiritual. If you take 7% God from God, still he is 7%. That is purnasya purnamadaya purnameva ishavasmi. But Krishna says, the maya in my another feature, Vasudev feature, maya tatamidam sarvam. Everything is God, but everything is not God. That is explained by God. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam mastani sarvabhutani lahante suavasthita. The mayavadis, the poor fund knowledge, they say, why you are worshipping God here? He is everywhere. He is everywhere. He is in the temple also. Now they say, not in the temple. He is everywhere except in the temple. Don't go to the temple. This is just like that. If God is everywhere, why is he not in the temple? So this is their knowledge, poor fund of knowledge. Alpamedhas. Abhijananti man murha. So, God has form, but he is Satchitananda Vigraha. When it is said, the nirakar, no form, that does not mean that he has no akar. The akar or the form which we understand, he hasn't got that form. He is Satchitananda Vigraha. Otherwise, how you can accept your offerings? Krishna says that patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. He says, I eat. So if he has no mouth, how he can eat? Therefore, the Vedic literature informs her, the pasyati achakhu, he sees, but he has no eyes. The Vedic literature says that he has no eyes, that means he has no eyes like us, but he has got eyes. Otherwise, how he sees? Pasyati achakhu, sinati aparna. He can hear. Otherwise, what is the use of offering prayer? Yes, he hears. But aparna, not that he has got ears like you. He is in the Vaikuntha. Many, many millions and trillions miles away, but still you are offering here, Govindam Adikultam. He is hearing. He is here. Tadmatra, Panipadasta. This thing should be understood. And because we do not understand, everything we try to test with our limited understanding. Therefore we do not believe in the activities of the Lord. And we are deceived in that way. God is all-powerful, but when we hear that God, at the age of 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill, immediately we dismiss, oh, this is all my knowledge. Why? If he has got inconceivable power, he is all-powerful, is it very difficult for him to lift the Govardhan hill? No, we don't believe in God. Even if we believe, we want to believe in our own will. That is bhava, conceivable. But he is purvi bhava. You cannot conceive. Two contradicting things. Just like here Krishna says, Rishabde that Sattang Himi Hridayam Jatra Dharma. The dharma and adharma, they are two contradictory things. But he is the source of dharma and adharma both. Janma Adasya Jata. Adharma which he hates, that is also coming from God. Janma Adasya Jata. That is explained here. Priste kito me dat adharma ahara. So adharma is also there in God, on the back side. Is there any difference between back side and front side? Advaita and absolute? So these things have to be understood. So both dharma and adharma, they are coming from he is the original sujatovayimani bhutani jaya. Everything is coming from. So dharma and adharma, that is duality. Duality understanding within this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. The dharma and adharma is the same thing, because the same source. This to be understood from right sources, right person, then we can understand. But he comes, Krishna comes, out of his causeless mercy, to inform us, not only Krishna, many other incarnation of Krishna, just like Rishabde, he is also incarnation of Krishna. He is explaining himself. So we should take advantage of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, from the Absolute Truth. Don't speculate. Speculation has no meaning. So we have got this instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. So if we are serious about understanding about God, then we can hear from Him, and whatever He says, whatever He instructs, we take it, then our life will be successful. And if we speculate, panthasya koti satavatsa sambha, atasya krishna namali navave dayam indri, sevanmukhe hi jivhadam sameva spuratvasa. So this is the process. We must be ready to surrender to Him, we must be ready to render service unto Him, then our spiritual life will be revived. At the present moment, we are covered by the material conception of life. I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri. These are all designations. Sarvapadhi vinirmukta. When you become free from these old designations, you become purified, then you can develop your love for God. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam Bhakti Vinchati. Thank you very much.